pour it over, say, cake or different puddings and so forth, you have this. Have you used over ice cream now?
Well, we use ice cream nowadays, but it used to be that they would have a jam and have jellies that it wasn't cooked too hard, that they could spread over this instead of eating it where they have to cut it with your knife like a lot of people do. I've seen people would make jelly special that you just take it and spread it where they could spread it over this. It wouldn't be cooked too much, and that's what was used as a dessert, couldn't it?
Right, and would they call this a sauce?
Well, they would sometimes make a muscadine sauce, what they call a muscadine sauce, and I believe there's one or two ladies in the community made what they call sort of a plum sauce, but that was to eat with more with a vegetable. But eating with these peach puffs or apple puffs or things like that you made, they would have some kind of a soft jelly or jam that you spread it over, mm-hmm. if you wish to.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a dip? Something like that over a pudding or a piece of cake or something. No,
not when I was raised up. Of course, they got what they call such as that now, but I understand you're trying to get from where
yes,
the raising of my time back.
That's
it
right.
Wasn't used as a dip. They say, here's some dewberry jam or blackberry jam or so forth, thing like that, and say,
right.
just spread some of that over your puff.
All right. And what about some food taken between your regular meals, maybe a small quantity or a large quantity. Like, say I'm going to just have a...
Just going to have me a bite or two or something to keep from being so hungry before mealtime, because I don't want to ruin my dinner.
All right. And if you want to ask someone how many meals they've had already today, you would ask them what? How often
do you have meals today?
All right, and to ask them, have you already
had dinner? Okay. Already had supper?
And if someone says to you, have you eaten two meals? You'd say, yes, I've
ate two meals today.
And if somebody puts coffee and water together, puts it on the stove and or in a percolator, they would say, I'm going to
make some coffee.
And how is the coffee, what is the word that describes the way the coffee is made? You're going to
brew the coffee, percolate, and the old saying is, the way we was raised up, most of the people didn't have, I've seen worlds of them out that way, they didn't have a coffee pot. They just take the lard bucket and put the water in them, and let it start boiling and pour the coffee in there. And it wouldn't be even a few minutes, it set it off and let it settle and pour it off. You got real coffee then. People now percolating coffee and the coffee pots, they boil it too long, take the taste away from it. I don't know where you ever had the experience I have, but if you want some real tasting coffee, do what I tell you. You don't have to get a lard bucket. You can just take your little bowl, put your water in there and let it get to boiling, and put you some coffee in there. Just put it in there. It's loose. And don't let it boil over a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and set it off and let it settle itself. And then pour you some off there.
That's real coffee.
That's real coffee,
yeah.
Then.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, and if someone wants some water, well, probably someone would pour it in and hand them a...
Pour it in a pitcher, and then they could pour it in a glass, however they wish to take it.
Okay, and you'd say, here's a...
pitcher of water.
All right, or if they'd already poured it out,
I said, here's your glass of water.
All right, and if somebody dropped it and it went all to little pieces, you'd say, uh-oh,
the tumbler's broke or the glass is broke.
All right. And somebody comes to visit you every once in a while, and they're real clumsy, and you realize that